Your success in this year 2024 depends on this message. Embracing the potency of strategic foresight, let's delve into the transformative influence of planning and change. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. I invite you to reflect for a moment on comprehending the essence of preparation and its correlation with strategic thinking. Our focus extends to the vibrant young individuals present, recognizing their paramount significance. If you find yourself under 25, anticipate your pivotal role in the coming year. If you fall between 25 and 40, applaud yourself for the substantial changes you've embraced. For those above 40, prepare to discover that what you believe to be settled will undergo positive transformations. Now, let's underscore two omnipotent forces that govern our lives daily: time and change. These forces are beyond our control or manipulation. Time and change are relentless, immutable entities. The challenge lies in managing these formidable components, time and change, which, whether welcomed or not, herald the impending arrival of the new year. Consider this: a person's life is a narrative woven by the skilled management of time and change. The culmination of our actions and decisions, our essence, is derived from navigating these two influential factors. Thus, the crux lies in the proficient management of time and change, recognizing their unstoppable momentum. Time and change, relentless and unyielding, demand not to be halted but effectively managed. Your destiny hinges on how adeptly you navigate this dynamic duo. Let's simplify this complexity. Your essence is a direct product of your time utilization and change management. The key to your future lies in the artful orchestration of these two elements. Time cannot be arrested, and change is perpetual. However, you possess the agency to manage and mold them. Your essence, in essence, is sculpted by your mastery over time and change. Now, let's shift our contemplation to time, a fascinating force. Each day, week, month, or year is a divine gift entrusted to us, a gift with a purpose. Your sojourn on Earth is not a perpetual experiment. It is a deliberate assignment bestowed by a higher power. However, the catch is that this assignment comes with a deadline. Your tenure on Earth is finite, and time becomes a precious commodity. Intriguingly, the passing of time renders you accountable to a higher power. The yearning for a happy new year should prompt self-reflection. What did you make of the gift of time in the past year? This accountability to God transforms the annual celebration into a profound pause for introspection. Consider Job's revelation: man's days are determined. Your lifespan is not a subjective decision, it is preordained. The verse continues: you have decreed the number of his months and have set limits he cannot exceed. There is an expiration date, a limit to your earthly sojourn. Job's plea echoes the profound reality that our time on Earth is a measured assignment, akin to punching a clock. You were dispatched to Earth with a specific time frame, and you are accountable for fulfilling your mission within that temporal framework. Contrary to popular belief, aging does not necessarily equate to divine favor. The ageless truth is that your divine blessing lies in fulfilling your assignment within the stipulated time. Jesus himself, the departing at a young age, proclaimed, "It is finished," signifying the completion of his divine assignment. The intertwining of spiritual and temporal realms is a revelation worth contemplating. You are not merely a physical entity navigating a spiritual journey. You are a spiritual being temporarily inhabiting a physical vessel. Your origin is celestial, your assignment earthly, and your time limited. As we bid adieu to the current year, recognize it as a chapter in your life's narrative. The question that beckons is, how well did you manage time and navigate change in this chapter? Every new year is a fresh chapter, an opportunity to rectify priorities, redefine purpose, and renew your vision. Now, let's decipher the numeric language of Hebrew, where each letter corresponds to a number. The intriguing revelation is that the number 13 signifies change, an auspicious sign for the upcoming year. In Hebrew, 13 embodies a new beginning, a fresh start, and a chance to embrace a new phase and dimension of life. This is the year of transformative changes, a divine promise for a fresh start and a new phase. As we step into this new chapter, remember that planning is the linchpin to effective time and change management. Without a plan, the unpredictable currents of time and change can lead you astray. Successful individuals are not mere beneficiaries of fate. They are meticulous planners who craft destinies, set targets, and sail through the unpredictable waters with purpose. So, as we herald the year of change, embrace it as an opportunity for recalibration. A new year is not merely the turning of a calendar page. It is a blessing and opportunity to correct priorities, redefine purpose, renew vision, set new goals, bid farewell to the past, and script a future that aligns with your divine assignment. In essence, the profound truth is that the key to navigating the relentless forces of time and change is effective planning. As you step into the year of change, wield the power of planning to carve out a destiny that transcends the limitations of time and embraces the transformative nature of change. May this be a year of profound metamorphosis and divine alignment with your purpose.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart in your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.